Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Well, as most of us well know, life is full of ups and downs along the way. Sometimes there are victories. And at other times, there are defeats. There are times of inexpressible joy. And there are also times of overwhelming sorrow. But as we come to Psalm 146, we are reminded that through all of these things, the good times and the bad times, what should remain consistent in our lives is our praise for our God. Because we can count on Him in every season of our lives. And Psalm 146 is a psalm that encourages us to glorify our God and to praise His name with all that is within us, no matter in what circumstances we may find ourselves in today, to praise Him who is worthy of our praise, to praise Him now. For if we belong to Him, we will praise Him for all eternity, which is not that far away. So, in verse 1 of Psalm 146, the psalmist says that we are to praise the Lord, Hallel in Hebrew, which means hallelujah. We are to offer our adoration and our worship to Him in awe and in reverence of Him, for we are dependent upon Him for our lives, for our next breath. And each breath that we take brings us one breath closer to eternity. But the psalmist is quick to add this: I too must praise the Lord from my heart, from the depths of my soul. I need to practice what I preach to others. It is sad when we seek to stir up the hearts of others around us so that they might lift up the name of the Lord to praise Him, yet we are not stirred up within ourselves. So we too must come to Him so that we might also glorify His name. And so in verse 2, the psalmist says this: I will praise the Lord while I live. Our time on this earth is short. So we must make the most of our time in joyful adoration of the one who has saved our soul. We must set ourselves apart unto Him for His glory. This is what brings praise to His name, not just our words. So, I will sing praises to my God, the psalmist says, while I have my being, while I have even a moment of time left in my life. I will praise Him until the day that I close my eyes and I am home with Him in the glory of heaven forever, where I will bless His name for all eternity. Then in verse 3, the psalmist gives us some good advice where he says, Do not put your trust, your confidence, nadiv in Hebrew, in those with positions of authority and with power, in those who seek to occupy the place that only God can occupy, no matter who they might be. For they are all insufficient. Why? Because they are all mortal men. They are all sinful men. So in the end, they will disappoint us, just as we will disappoint them. Because there is no salvation, there is no deliverance, there is no victory over sin in any of them. And in the end, their spirit, the breath of their life, departs from each of them, just as it does from all men. And like all of us, their bodies, their flesh, returns to the earth, to the dust, from where it came. And on that very day, we are told in verse 4, their thoughts perish. What they plan to do, they cannot do. What they might have accomplished, they will not accomplish. Death rules over their intentions and their ambitions and their desires. And without Christ, we have built our lives on nothing eternal, but we have built our lives upon sinking sand. As it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. In the end, our life goes up like a puff of smoke. But in verse 5, the psalmist gives us hope. And it's a good thing that he didn't stop writing at verse 4, isn't it? So, he says this: how blessed beyond measure is the person whose help comes from the mighty God of Jacob, from the one true God, from the living God, who promises eternal life to us if we will come to him in Christ Jesus, our Lord. How blessed is the one whose hope, sever, whose confidence is in the Lord, his God, who reaches down from heaven to save us in Christ. So while others are in despair all around us today, while they are in confusion, we have the assurance of eternal life. So we can rest securely. We can rest safely in him. For he is our creator, the psalmist points out in verse 6, who has made heaven and earth and the seas and all that is in them. And he is the one, it says, who keeps faith forever. Shamer in Hebrew. He preserves our life. His promises to us never fail. He is true to his nature, and he is true to his word. So we can confidently put our trust in him, for he cares about us, we're told in verse 7. So he executes justice for the oppressed. He lifts up the crushed and the brokenhearted. He gives food to the hungry, physical food, spiritual food. He cares for our needs, for the lowly are not lowly to him. He satisfies the hunger of our soul. The Lord sets the prisoners free. He releases us from our spiritual bondage. He opens the eyes of the spiritually blind so that we can see the truth. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down in despair and in pain and in suffering. He dearly loves the righteous, we're told in verse 8. Those who seek to live in obedience to him and to his word. The Lord protects the strangers, those who have been rejected, those who have been abandoned by everyone, and who are all alone. As we're told in Proverbs chapter 20, where it says, many claim to have unfailing love for us, but it is difficult to find one who is faithful. No one may really care about us at all, but the Lord deeply cares for us. He supports the fatherless, Ud in Hebrew. He surrounds the orphans and the widows with his love, but it says in verse 9, he thwarts the way of the ungodly, of the wicked, of that in Hebrew. He turns their path upside down. So do not put your trust in man whose life is just a mere breath. For the Lord reigns forever, the psalmist concludes in verse 10. He is the one who is your God, O Zion, even to all generations. So cry out with all that is within you. Shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because if we truly know God, then it will result in praise to him, in high-pitched praise. For our only hope is in him, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.